Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 945, for Saturday, June 29th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After popping back into the top 10 for a week at number 9, down to number 20, Sky Team by Luc Raymond, published by Le Scorpion Masqué, with 14,584 views. That is a decline of 8,520, or 37% from last week. But it is about 1,250 more than last week's number 20. Down one for the second week in a row, from 17 to 18 to 19, Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 14,853. 270 more than Sky Team, a gain of 10%. But it loses a position. After 2 weeks back in the top 10, falling from 10 to 18, Primal by Tommaso Mondadori and Alberto Parisi, published by Reggie Games, with 15,384, about 500 more than Dune, a decline of 30%. After debuting at number 3 last week, dropping back to 17, Unstoppable by John D. Clare, published by Renegade Game Studios, with 15,614, 230 more than Primal, a decline of 46%. After popping into the top 10 last week at number 6, down 10 to 16 is Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Kaman, with 17,024. There's a 1,400 view gap between Dune and or Arrakis, and Unstoppable, but that's a decline of 32%. Losing two positions for the second week in a row, from 11 to 13 to 15, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 17,111, just 57 more than Arrakis, and a gain of 5%, but down two positions. Bouncing back up two to where it was 2 weeks ago at 14, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 17,378, about 270 more than Brass, and a gain of 11%. Bouncing back up four to 13, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 17,495. Just 117 more than Spirit Island, a gain of 18%. The gap there from Heat to War for Arrakis, from 13 to 16, is just 471 views. After, well, just really just kind of bouncing all over the place. This week it's up from 23 to 12. A Jest of Robin Hood by Fred Serval, published by GMT Games, with 18,259, about 750 more than Heat, and a gain of 46%. Entering at number 11, Skytear Horde by Riccardo and Giacomo Neri, published by Skytear Games, with 18,839, 580 more than Robin Hood. Well, we have 8 new entries in the top 10. That is a tie for the most new entries ever, with the April 20th list. In that list, only the numbers 9 and 10 were holdovers from the previous week. This time, it is not those positions. You can discern which positions it is by hearing which games fell out. From 6 to 16, Dune, War for Arrakis. From 3 to 17, Unstoppable. From 10 to 18, Primal. From 9 to 20, Sky Team. From 2 to 42, Captain Flip. From 5 to 61, The Guild of Merchant Explorers. From 4 out of the top 100, In the Footsteps of Darwin. And from 8 out of the top 100, Daybreak. Of these 8 new entries, 5 of them are debuts. Number 10. Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 19,378, about 540 more than Skytear Horde, and a gain of 8% from last week, when it was number, I'm not sure. I don't have it noted down here. It was probably like 11 or 12. That is, though, about 2,400 fewer than last week's number 10. So here's an interesting divergence. Really, I guess it's just a compression of the list, because the number 20 game is 1,200 higher, the number 10 game is 2,400 lower. The gap from 10 to 20 is less than 5,000 views. Still more at number 10 than we had by a couple thousand from 2 weeks ago. This is Ark Nova's 120th week in the top 10, making it just the seventh game to reach that mark. Number 9, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 19,700, 322 more than Ark Nova, a big decline, his biggest decline it's seen yet of 20%, about 5,000 views fewer than last week, and it loses, though, just two positions. For comparison, Brass also lost two positions, going from 13 to 15, but it gained 5%. This is the 11th week in the top 10 for Harmonies, and that week that previously, the only other week that's had eight new entries in the top 10, was Harmonies' first week on the chart when it debuted at number 1. Number 8, Shikoku 1889, by Yasutaka Ikeda, published by Grand Trunk Games, with 20,000 views even, 300 more than Harmonies. This is the second appearance in the top 10 for Shikoku, and it's returning after 2.5 years away. Previously, it was on during the Kickstarter run for its new edition. It's a game from 2004, a new player-friendly version of an 18XX train game. Now, it's receiving the Shut Up and Sit Down treatment. Number 7, Slay the Spire, the Board Game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 20,083. 83 more than Shikoku, and a decline of 7.7%, and yet it bounces back up 4 spots to where it was 2 weeks ago at number 7. Last week it was number 11. So Ark Nova was not 11. Let's say Ark Nova was number 12. This is the 10th week in the top 10 for Slay the Spire, making it the 99th game to have 10 or more weeks on the chart. Number 6, Cities, by Phil Walker Harding and Steve Finn, published by DeVere, with 20,161. 78 more than Slay the Spire, just 161 more than Shikoku. This is a city building tile placement game with stackable building pieces. It's a debut. Number 5, Foundations of Metropolis, by Emerson Matsuuchi, published by Arcane Wonders, with 20,208, just 47 more than Cities, 125 more than Slay the Spire, only 208 more than Shikoku, only 508 more than Harmonies, honestly, not even 1,000 more than Ark Nova at number 10. A very tight bunching here between numbers 5 and 10. Foundations of Metropolis, this is another debut, is a re-implementation of Foundations of Rome from 2022, currently ranked within the top 400 on Board Game Geek. It has the same gameplay, but rather than using a slew of miniatures, it uses polyominoes. It's also a city-building game, I suppose. That mark of 20,208 is the fewest views we have seen for a number 5 game since July of 2022, almost exactly 2 years ago. Number 4, Iliad, by Rainer Knizia, published by Bitewing Games, with 27,307, more than 7,000 clear of Foundations of Metropolis, actually more, a larger gap between 4 and 5 than we saw between 5 and 20. Now, that's a gain for Iliad of 141% from last week when it was number 29, so a 25-position climb to debut at number 4. Iliad is a two-player tile placement game themed around the Trojan War of antiquity. Its Kickstarter project has well over $100,000 pledged. It is a dual game project along with Reiner Knizia's ICHOR, I-C-H-O-R. Number 3, Horrified, World of Monsters, published by Ravensburger, no designer listed, with 30,343. 3,000 more than Iliad, and, well, last week it only had about 3,000 views, so a pretty substantial jump. This is a re-implementation of Horrified, released in 2019, currently ranked number 205 on BoardGameGeek. It is a cooperative boss battler game. The monsters here are from, well, around the world, hence World of Monsters. Number 2, Night Shift, published by Exotic Cancer, with 61,410, more than double the number 3 game. So in other words, there's more of a gap between number 2 and number 3 than between number 3 and number, 300,000, however many games are in the database. The setting of Night Shift, players are working as strippers, trying to make the most money. It is a cooperative game with dice rolling and card play, and is currently on Kickstarter with over $400,000 pledged. It's an 18 and up game, in case that wasn't clear. Number 1, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 70,776. 9,300 more than Night Shift, a slight decline of 4.5%, or 3,000 views off of its lofty peak from last week, but still good enough with over 70,000 views to have number 77 on the most views list. This is the third consecutive week at number 1 for ARCS, and the fifth total week, and 3 weeks in a row is fairly noteworthy. In fact, that fifth week at number 1 is the most we've seen for any game since Heat had its sixth week at number 1 back in the first week of the year, but this is the first time we've seen 3 weeks in a row for the same game since last June, when Aeon Trespass did that. For Saturday, June 29th, 2024.